So with the recent announcement by the Industrial Development Corporation that they'd be looking to invest into Mozambique following Mozambique's tourism sector increasing, I thought we'd take a look at the broader African tourism market because we are in peak season for that market in some areas. And who better to do this with than the team at MSC Cruises? They host almost all of the cruises that we know on the African continent, and they have some really good offerings there as well. I'm joined on the line by Managing Director at MSC Cruises South Africa, Ross Volk, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Ross, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. It's been a while since we've caught up. How has the African tourism market been performing, or at least how have you been seeing it as a business?
Well, thanks, Jimmy. It's a great privilege to be on the show, and yes, it has been a long time. I think trends are recovered from COVID, and we're seeing some growth. But, you know, with the turmoil in the international markets at the moment, it is a bit of a challenge in terms of how we see tourism going. People are a little bit reluctant to book. They want to see where things are progressing in the future and what happens with the developments. So it has been a strong season, and it's been one that's been very good for us overall. But, you know, things could always be better if we had more stability globally and certainly within the country as well, looking at some of the unrest and the challenges we faced in the last couple of weeks.
Ross, how much of the uncertainty has had a significant dampener on the African market? I mean, a lot of the conflict has been directed away from the market, but of course, with the conflict comes destabilizations and disruptions, and that affects generally how people wish to move around the world. How has the market been faring, especially since the start of this year?
Well, certainly, you know, South Africa in particular, but Africa in general is quite resilient in terms of its travel requirements and what it tolerates. So it has had an impact, but it hasn't had as significant an impact as, you know, one would have possibly expected. The fuel price does have a big impact on the overall spend availability of households, which is something we need to obviously factor in terms of it. So I think passengers and travelers are looking for value, which cruising represents a phenomenal value proposition for that. And that's why we have seen some resilience in that sector in terms of that. But, you know, the uncertainty around where to travel, when to travel, you know, what is it going to look like in 6 months' time, obviously creates some kind of buffer that we would want to not see, and we'd rather have the stability that would give people certainty to be able to make those bookings and book much longer in advance. So, you know, as I said, you know, we've been resilient because we provide a very value proposition orientated holiday destination with unique offerings. But certainly, as a collective tourism industry, we've seen some kind of hold back in people wanting to travel and spend the money.
Ross, let's look at some areas of growth. Where have you seen some interesting markets that perhaps have come up on the African continent that have shown a growing interest? South Africa, obviously, remaining one of the key markets on the continent. We've seen from our own data that suggests that there is still very much an appeal behind the South African market. Outside of our market, where else on the continent are people visiting and perhaps looking to travel to?
Look, I think Mozambique and Namibia form part of a very big triumvirate positions in the continent in terms of the coastline, the beaches, and the offerings they have. And I see a lot of positivity in those areas, and certainly why we balance ourselves into Mozambique as one of our premier destinations from South Africa. We're seeing a lot of inbounds on going on cruises from the likes of Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, and as far afield as Nigeria, Ghana, and places in West Africa. So, you know, I think there's this general pull to want to come to South Africa and to these places, and the pull from a Mozambique, Namibia, and South Africa perspective, given our infrastructure and our overall beauty that's inherent within that coastline and those respective countries.
Ross, let's talk inclusive tourism. This is becoming a growing trend for some markets that have been under a lot of pressure, and I suppose it forms a good foundation if we're looking at long-term market resilience. What does that even start to look like? I'm guessing it's not as simple as just saying to individuals, hey, South Africa's a great tourist destination, but a lot more needs to be done, I suppose, perhaps from a partnership perspective. How does inclusive tourism start to build into how it is that we build a resilient tourism sector?
Well, I think it's twofold, and I think your question needs to be classified in two areas. There's the inclusivity in terms of making sure that no one's left behind in the economy that generates and benefits from a tourism activity. So, you know, again, from an MSC perspective, we have a very strong ethos in wanting to look at buying local and supporting local, and that is part of our value proposition and our overall procurement strategy within the country. And that inclusivity from a travel perspective needs to be uniform across, you know, all of our offerings as well as the country's offerings to make sure that no one gets left behind. In terms of sort of a wider inclusivity of the space is that cruising can't happen without infrastructure at a port or infrastructure within a city. And that is what needs to be invested in to create an inclusivity that allows us to have a resilient destination, as well as a very strong marketing principle about why come to the destination you're marketing. So, you know, for me, that inclusivity on that side speaks about, you know, what is our strategy overall from a perspective of, do we have internal hinterland infrastructure that can host people of large volumes? Do we have the port infrastructure? And have we marketed the destination effectively to bring the people to this beautiful country and the beautiful region that we're operating in, so that we can then host them and make it their home away from a home? And that's really the two sides of that inclusivity story that I think need to be looked at separately.
Ross, if we're looking at the tourism lens on the African continent, how much wider do we need to make it? Because a lot of the misconceptions, I suppose, around the African continent is that when you come to Africa for a holiday, you're coming for the safari and that's it. But yeah, the truth is, on the African continent, we have diverse foods, we have diverse cultures, we have diverse heritage routes, we have all manner of things, to the extent that we're now attracting business events, conferencing, because individuals want to come and host their events here. Perhaps that has something to do with our hospitality and how hospitable Africans are. But if we are to look at broadening the tourism lens of the continent, how do we start to reposition that towards the global market?
In my opinion, it's a threefold exercise. It starts with, you know, how are we bringing the infrastructure and tying it together, the air, sea, land, as well as the infrastructure in those areas that we are offering. So it's not only to Kruger, Cape Town, Masai Mara or the Serengeti, for example. It's infrastructure in areas where we know we've got the natural resources to complement our offering. It's then looking at our marketing strategy globally in terms of how we're marketing it, so that we change the vision of what people see Africa as and change the vision of what they need to embrace. You rightly pointed out the different cultures. I mean, just within South Africa, we have, you know, 11 official languages, which effectively have a broad spectrum of cultures within each one of those languages. What a beautiful place to be, and what a beautiful place to come and visit, because you're never going to get bored. You're going to see all of these things in their full color. So, you know, we need to do that infrastructure. We need to look and focus on the marketing strategy around it. And then we need to make sure that we are excellent at what we do. So we cannot accept that mediocrity is the new normal. We have to look at it and say, if we want the world to come to Africa, we had better make sure that Africa is as good, if not better, than the rest of the world in terms of our offering. And not just say it, we actually mean it. And that's an important characteristic that we need to go and factor into our decision-making across the board.
The African tourism landscape is certainly one that continues to draw appeal from international markets, and with good reason. We have everything of the best on the African continent, and it is for us to showcase that to the world if we are to strengthen the tourism sector for this country and for the rest of the continent. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Managing Director at MSC Cruises South Africa, Ross Volk, joining us to take a look at the tourism landscape on the African continent.